There's a lot on the line this weekend when the Carolina Panthers and Seattle Seahawks face off in the NFL playoffs, and not just a berth in the NFC Championship. Politicians are betting regional goods on their teams. WFAE's Ben Bradford takes a much too serious look at the friendly wagers.
Charlotte Mayor Dan Clodfelter walked to the 50-yard line at Panthers Stadium in windy, freezing weather to outline his bet with Seattle Mayor Ed Murray.
If the Panthers lose, and that's not going to happen, by the way, we're going to send him some salted caramel brownies from Amelie's. We're going to send him some memorabilia and some things from Old Mecklenburg Brewery.
As well as shoes from local sneaker company Rekicks. If the Seahawks lose, Seattle sends a basket from record label Sub Pop, including vinyl LPs from the bands Nirvana and The Shins. Also, the losing mayor takes a selfie in the winner's jersey. Now, the Panthers are big underdogs, so is this bet a good value?
Well, doesn't look like it.
Andrew Healy is an economics professor at Loyola Marymount University in Los Angeles, as well as a contributor to analytics site Football Outsiders. Healy and I discussed how to even it out.
Well, I guess you could leave out those recyclable sneakers. You could leave out the glasses and hats for the brewery, just make it just the caramel brownies versus the whole gift basket from Seattle. So I guess if you were trying to even it up, Seattle should be putting five times more stuff on the line than Carolina is. So just make it like a 1-5 match, and then you have a fair bet.
Two of the Charlotte area's members of Congress, Alma Adams and Robert Pittenger, also made bets of local foods against their Seattle area colleagues. These aren't great bets from a material standpoint, considering the odds. But Healy says there are potential political benefits.
We have some research that shows that when local teams win games, that incumbents do better in elections. It's easy to show. It's not a huge effect, but it's real.
Between 1 and 2 percentage points, according to a study Healy conducted with Stanford political economists.
So basically, if people are in a good mood because the local team wins, they're more likely to support incumbents for governor, for president, and for senator, and presumably that should also hold true for mayors.
Healy says the more surprising the win, and the more closely the politicians associate themselves with the team, the bigger the effect. And from that perspective, the bets look far better. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford in Charlotte.